When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. and Pokemon Mania and more. Well, tonight, we and Allison's with us, Johnny will be late, and Blackwood is out on assignment, but he will be here next Wednesday. Cross the border control and basically been questioned. Everybody has. Everybody who owns a car has. Every disabled person who hopefully owns a car has. Every neurotypical person who only owns a car has. But I bet you've never, ever in your life this experience.
No, I have never experienced that.
I mean, one, you know, you could say to the cop,
I'm disabled.
Or you could then just fess up that you indeed are a neurotypical. Or if you're disabled passengers in the car and you feel like having not fun, but you feel like joking with the government, you could always say, there,
I'm disabled.
But yet the other thing about, the best thing about it is that the kids in the car are constantly playing on the on the tablets, right? So they basically, you know, the the border crossing guard says something along the lines of this. You either have drugs or...
Gee, let me think. Sure.
Or he opens up your bag only to find 6 pounds of heroin, a Mexican dog that speaks burrito, and also there's one more. He goes to his assistant. His assistant dials his phone, and while the phone is basically dialing, he then goes to the checker, and the checker basically handles IDs. Now, if you're picturing all of that, and we've got your attention, we have some very interesting news for you. A couple of weeks ago, two Canadian passengers were passing through, were detained because of the fact that they crossed the border illegally into the U.S. while playing a certain Pokemon Go. Now,
right.
Things have been, rather interesting since this came out in city centers all over the world. People are now getting into Pokemon Go because it's fun because of their kids. Kids are now getting into it
right. Because
they just want to get in trouble. They have to catch them all. And then in Canada, the fact that you now have all the stuff and, people are literally going absolutely bonkers. Why? Why are they going bonkers? They're going bonkers because of the fact they really have to catch them all, and it's really a 1990s revival. I have to catch them all. So I have to catch Charizard, I have to catch Charizard, I have to catch everything. I have to catch everything, right? I have to catch my Meowth, my Abra, my Aragorn, not to be confused with Lord of the Rings, the Alakazam.
Sorry.
I have to catch this. I have to catch Arbonk, Arkhine, Arceus, anything with A, O, and anything that and Aaron as well. I have to catch them all. Not necessarily using Dash, but me as Dash. So now what happens? Well, two teenagers get detained. And they say, we were only playing Pokemon Go and we lost track. So here's the question we have, right? This is the incident. So, we now take you live to the rest stop of the Border Patrol near Canada. And we take you live with both of us.
I'm disabled.
And also, we take you live and... Here it is. Yes. Can I have your license and registration? Yes? Good. Have you packed anything in the car? No? No. Have you done any drugs lately? No. Do you have any dogs? No. Do you have people with disabilities?
I'm disabled.
I'll take that as a yes. Do you have any people playing Pokemon Go who are disabled, who can't say anything but...
I'm disabled.
But, do you? Yes? Good. Well, that's not good. Okay, right. I have to check with, my other guard. Hold on a second. What? What? Oh, he says that license and registration aren't really accepted, are accepted, but Pokemon Go isn't.
Right, yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Pokemon Go is accepted. Just not in this border crossing. Yes. I know we said it in the lodge. I know. We said in the lodge that we weren't accepting any Pokemon Go. Right. So, I'm sorry. You can't be let into the United States. Why? Well, because you're playing Pokemon Go. Unfortunately, we'll have to detain you. Right. Please get out of the car. Now! I don't want to have to put cuffs on you. Get out of the car. No! I don't want to get... No! Stop! No! Help! No! Anyway, what about them?
I'm disabled.
So then, what about them again?
I'm disabled.
Right, so then if you are disabled, do you have rights?
I'm disabled.
You've said that 10 times. Right. Is there an adult in charge? No? Okay, right.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, we're definitely... Right. No, there isn't. So, we're detaining you, and inadvertently, you're not going to be reunited with your mother. You are going to be reunited with your mother as soon as we take away your mobile phones. But we can't survive. I know you can't survive. Or at least delete the app. Fine. Fine. We'll delete the Pokemon Go. Okay, fine. Give me a passport.
And then you can be on your way.
And be on your way. And so that's how you get into the United States playing Pokemon Go, being two people with disabilities, and saying absolutely 100% positive.
I'm disabled.
To get into the United States. Got it? Got it. Now. What? Or did you not get it? Or not? You didn't get it? Okay, I guess my siren is probably going to go off. Yeah, we're not in you're in trouble if you can't remember. You know, you're really in... Jesus. God, I swear. But anyway, yeah, so... That's what happened. You know, and in city centers, it's, you know, to illustrate the point, in city centers, it's always, always, always a problem because how are people supposed to be paid when they're playing Pokemon Go? Should it say on...
I don't know.
I don't know either. I really...
No, I don't.
I don't know. I mean, Elaine Goodman podcast, we were questioning the same thing on Saturday Night on his podcast. If you want to tune into that, it's elaingoodman.au. He's a fantastic bloke. So basically, they got caught. You know, it's been popping up all over. Even Yelp has a Pokestop at every bar. Oh, yes, you've got to catch them all, and this thing won't last forever. So, don't do it in your car. Okay? Is that a deal? Yes? Yes? No? Okay, fine. You win.
Right.
Charge! And go catch them all. So,
right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a dangerous thing. Now we get on to other news. On other news, what has been happening, Allison, with the subminimum wages in the United States of America? What has been happening?
The government is actually going to step up And they're...
Say what?
Are going to be stepping up and going to be getting rid of some minimum wages, which is something that is a necessary evil, especially when there's so much that is going on. It's a bit insane, too.
I mean, you know, the fact is the government basically says,
you can't handle the truth.
But every time we seem to prove them wrong, but they continue saying,
you can't handle the truth.
But, you know, we can handle the truth. And the fact is, in all states, what exactly are they doing? This is good news.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? What exactly are they doing in ending some minimum wage? I mean,
yeah.
But what are they doing?
Mm-hmm. It's like they're doing jobs that should be getting paid more, especially when they're dealing with our Time Act. There's so many acts involved that are meant to help people with disabilities, and this is about time that this ends. And
because
it doesn't necessarily say what they've been doing, what these jobs are, but their wages are at $7.25 an hour.
Right.
And that's all that I said in the article via Disability Scoop. So if you...
Yeah, but let's just do the math. You know, at $7.25 an hour, at $7.25 an hour, what exactly, you know, are you earning? You're earning, quite a dismal rate. I mean,
yeah,
you're earning just below a person who makes $7.25 an hour times 8, it's $58 times 12 months, right? It's $696
mm-hmm.
a year, if I got that right. I think I got that right. I mean, you can check on the math, but the fact is that this has been going on. It happened last year in Massachusetts. And that's its biggest culprit, but it's been happening all around the United States, and they've been doing this to people with disabilities because of the fact that, well, we have disabilities, you know, and so it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? But it does matter. It does much because
right.
You can't, you know, even with remote jobs, You can't pay somebody subpar like that. It doesn't make sense. You know, it's absolutely senseless. I mean, I go shopping for Converse, and you know, I'm not going to get $88 worth of Converse at 72. You know, making that much money, it just like every paycheck.
They're making like nine bucks an hour. Like.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes it absolutely, it makes it even more interesting because of the fact that the Modernized Fair Labor States Act is to encourage competitive employment for persons with disabilities.
Right.
But we endorse efforts like Employment First, which that replaced the dependency on jobs in the mainstream workforce. And it's funny how they say mainstream when,
right,
you know, when I've experienced this as a human being, that when you're in a special school doesn't really mean special school. It means special school so that we can teach you at the adequate pace of a 5-year-old, you know.
I was in their classes, like.
Yeah, and so
one day I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, I mean, it makes like, and then they, when you graduate up to the mainstream, quote unquote, you know, you're regulated into the culture. That's absolute bullshit.
Oh, crap.
It's bollocks, because in the way that normal people are paid, you know, salaries, full-on salaries, we have, you know, should we refuse jobs that, like, social media management, you know?
Right.
Just because we're disabled, does that mean that we can't rule the internet with an iron fist? No. Does it mean that,
no,
you know?
No, it does not. It does not agree to that. And I think that there's a lot.
We're
going to
rule the internet with an iron
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't mean that.
And I think that there's a large... It's an issue when we're not even, when we are held to, when we have, when we get to go through shit and no one really sees what we go through.
Well, nobody's been seeing it from the time of the ADA. I mean, people, you know, I think that in regards to people seeing it, people actively seeing it. There's a difference between somebody actively seeing it and saying, oh, no, that's not my problem. Because if you spend all your life saying, it's not my problem, well, then when somebody actually who wants to help you doesn't, you'll know why. You know?
Right.
You can claim, I mean, you can really claim, you can claim, I'm a neurotypical all I want.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you have a disabled niece, nephew, granddaughter, daughter, son-in-law, great-great-granddaughter, anything that reminds them of family.
Right.
You're going, it's just not going, it's not going to happen. You
right.
know, you know, it's like saying, oh yeah, I don't like the way you bag groceries. Well, should I bag them slower or faster? No.
Right.
I mean, should I bag them slower or faster, or tell you that you are...
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Or you're trying to do that. You know, it makes more...
Right.
You know, we claim we're...
I'm disabled.
And we are. But
yeah.
even if we're disabled and we're the first people doing this podcast, it's going to change. It's probably changed many people's lives, you know, and many people want to hear more. But
yeah.
Also, you know, also, when does it stop? When does it stop being, you know, oh, yeah, oh, poor you. You only make this much money. Oh, you must, you know. Are we an excuse? Allison? I mean, really? Are we an excuse?
I don't think so.
Right.
Yep.
So
I don't think so. And those people who think that ultimately... are wrong.
I mean, it's not just like Trump, you know, we do have several things about this person that we haven't really used, we haven't really said anything, but we do have, we do have updates on a certain candidate, or at least several things tie in with this. So, may I?
Sure, yeah.
I think so. All right. Yeah, so let's... Yes, and thank you, Mr. Trump update. Well, yes, in the fact that, you know, Trump is now getting sued, or not sued, brought up on charges for the ADA, and people have won against him handily with the ADA, saying this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. But yet, he's now getting, he's going to get trumped up charges of his own because of the fact that really he is saying,
I don't really know
Vladimir Putin.
I don't really know
anything about anything.
Right.
You know, and then he is saying, well, you know, he's forgetting what he said a year ago, which is actually quite interesting because it's proving something. You know, it's proving that every gunshot I get to has voted for him is wrong. Is wrong.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And yet, yes, Johnny?
Say, problems cannot be solved in 140 characters.
No, yeah, you're right.
Just
I mean, a problem cannot be solved in 140 characters, but also a problem cannot be solved in 140 characters, and then imagine if you were supposed to write a declaration. What, is it? Are the declarations now going to be 140 characters? No longer?
What is this?
The Twitter presidency.
The declaration.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the declaration. I mean, you can always officially call it the declaration for Twitter independence. Twitter independence. Of Twitter independence. You know.
That's independence. Dependence.
Dependence, exactly. With tons of middle-aged baby boomers wearing depends. You know, and yet the other funny thing about Trump is that we knew that he was going to lie from the start, but what we didn't know was that he would basically say, oh, I've been caught at my own convention and with my pants down, making fun of, making a mockery of a slain Muslim soldier in combat, you know,
which is terrible.
It's awful. It's not. You know, there's nothing to make fun of here.
And there's no excuse for.
No, and you know he says, "Oh, I've shown sacrifice. Oh, I've shown this, I've shown that. Maybe in your own mind, Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in your own mind. But yet, you can go to
and
Ireland.
I think we
you know, but...
I think we have to move on to our next subject.
Yeah,
right, I think
we
have to go to our next subject.
Give me 1 second to finish. You can build a golf course in Ireland.
Because we have
to
keep moving.
I know.
We need to get this train.
It's already going. You can build a golf course in Ireland, but you cannot rule the presidency. Let's just make that clear. You know. So, what's happening with Pokemon Go?
Yeah, what is happening with Pokemon Go?
How about...
Let's talk to the Pokemon expert right here.
Yeah, go ahead, Johnny. Take this one, because you know, you're the Pokemon guru.
Yeah, people like me love Pokemon, so there's actually people abusing Pokemon Go. Such as, there was a crying barefoot toddler found in 96 degrees heat while parents were playing Pokemon Go.
So,
what? Which is fucked up.
It's fucked up.
You care more about your Pikachu than your child? Come on.
That's messed up.
I mean, that's where you end the line.
We all love Pokemon here.
That is when you...
borders on it.
That's when you hit the little delete button and delete the app off your phone.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It is just one of those things that ultimately, it's so wrong, you know.
I say, if you really want to play it, go for a walk with your kids. Take them
out
to ride. Play the game together. Not say, I'm going to go out and leave my child outside in 90-some degree weather. Who does this?
Take that little thing where you put the baby in the front and you take him walk with
him. Yeah. Have a stroller.
A stroller works too.
Have a stroller that's automated, you know.
No, there's none of those.
No, I meant not. I didn't mean automated. What I meant is automated in terms of it tells you where your kids are, sort of like.
I hate to burst
sort of
your
like
bubble,
the 10 o'clock
Red.
Warning that it says.
Red Hood, they haven't come out with one of those yet, and
they should.
I think parents have to be responsible. They could certainly have the child, but do they totally forget the responsibility that's there?
No, I think that.
Or did that go out the window? No. As soon as they said, "Oh, we're having a kid," and "Oh, Pokemon," "Oh, our kids too," that's an adult.
Like, oh.
No.
They watch my kid like, "Oh, a Charizard."
Yeah, no. It's like there. It's not a toy. A child's not a toy. A child is actually not. Is a being. You can't just go and say, "Oh, it's gonna be fine. It's good." No, and no, you're mistaken at that point. Especially when the child can't take care of themselves. You're setting yourself up to have a problem. And they did. It's wrong. You can't expect anyone to just go and say, "Yeah, I'm going to leave my kid." How about you spend time away from your kid, thinking about what you're doing within another setting for years, because that's where they're ending up. And they're very lucky. They're lucky that the child was found.
Yeah.
Or else it wouldn't have been a good thing.
Would have been much worse.
At all. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been.
And it's unacceptable.
It's one of those things that, it's one of those things I think that is pretty disturbing, you know, that you're going to leave your kid and walk to the nearest, walking to the nearest, gas outlet. Hun, I got one! I got one! You know, two consenting adults.
Yeah, at that point, any adult should have the mindset of going, okay, we have kids, we want to play this. Take the child with you. Don't do this. Don't even. You're mistaken if this is going to help you. It's going to land you, yourselves, in a situation that isn't good either. And I look at it as you have a child. You take care of that child. You don't do what these people have done. You don't, because this doesn't help anyone. And that child's going to be forever changed, forever fearful of what will be going on.
The child will probably go, am I going to have a Pokemon babysitting me? Oh, no. You know, that's what will happen.
Or not even that.
Oh,
right.
No. No,
but
it'll
not
happen.
Even that. It will happen, but it's either you go out, either take the child with you, have someone watch it, the child, or you don't go out at all. You spend the time with that child.
Right.
Because that's what matters.
Right.
Because no child deserves to be neglected. It's wrong.
I mean, it's wrong. I mean, yes, they got charged for it. But it is kind of, absurd in the fact that when you do this, right, when you do this, you're not going to be,
people won't be forgiving.
People won't be forgetting.
Or forgiving.
People won't be forgiving.
Or forgiving. So,
which does play into a lot of things, too. Please, no one deserves this. No kid, no child deserves that.
Right.
If you're expecting someone to care about, if you're expecting someone to actually care about what you did when you just left your child, you need to take accountability. You don't need, this is not something you just let it go by the wayside.
Right.
It's quite the opposite of.
And then the same thing happened in Satan Valley, where.
No, that's
in,
the same, that's, no,
oh, it's the same
article.
So
yeah,
then
sure.
It, yeah.
We found both of them from.
Also happened in Arizona,
yeah.
Too.
Same source. So.
Yeah. Same place. Same place. But And the links where we found them were WNEP.com and KFVS12.com, which,
mm-hmm.
check out this article. Really take a look at it, because it will definitely leave you speechless of why family members would do this to their own, to their child.
I mean, you get, like,
and
so
know
wrapped up in the game.
And I know we have to move on to our last article, which I'm right. sure will
we challenge you, and we're going to bring you something. Recently in the news,
via Disability Scoop, which is
via Disability Scoop, where we get half of our articles, and they're a very good source. And if you want more information about people with disabilities, or you know what's going on in the Disability Scoop or disability world, you can sign up for the newsletter at disabilityscoop.com, and you'll get the daily digest of disability news
yeah.
and disability articles in your email. And when we have a website
right.
set up in the fall, we will have a link directly to them. So,
or
yeah.
you just find our sources via our notes on our Facebook page, which is very much active. And you'll be able to see what we're discussing.
What? Yeah, it's one of those things. So disability and merit, right? Is
right.
it fair? Is it fair for a neurotypical and a neurotypical to get married? Absolutely. Is it fair for a neurotypical
is
as a normal person without a disability to get married to a person with a disability, only if they can actually afford that disability person's paycheck and love them, and they're not
right.
taking them for a ride.
Right.
And so the thing is that when you're engaged to be married and you're disabled, you have to be careful of one or two things. One, that you married another person with a disability. That's a definite.
Number one.
That's number one. Number two, that you don't marry a person who is a neurotypical, because then your benefits stop. That's right.
Yeah, that
your benefits stop.
Go
automatically.
Away.
And they go away. So the fact that, you know, disability love is great, but I can say that for myself. You know, when you are 43 and receiving $101,100 a month in Social Security insurance.
$1,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
But he's
wow.
a self-advocate specialist through the board, through the Project STIR, Steps Towards
mm-hmm.
Independence and Responsibility. The fact is that marriage affects various government benefit policies and programs, including the $700 a month supplement security income policy that Daniel, I should have said that at the beginning of the story, that Sherry Daniel had believed that it was possible for two people that close to love each other, but she didn't figure that she'd get the chance. And then she met her significant other, Bill Adams. Bill Adams said, how can I think to myself, how can I be so lucky, said Daniel, and smiling to the man in his wheelchair pulled next to hers. Daniel has a spinal synostosis angioplastia, I hope I pronounced that right, in the form of short-limbed dwarfism, the Adams, and has several palsy, which affects movement and speech, but does not limit his sense of humor. I was her stalker, he says. And I kind of agree. You know, when you fall in love with someone with disability, you become their stalker. Hopefully not stalking. But The fact is that they fight despite people with disabilities. They do find love. Yes, it happens. Stop saying that it doesn't happen.
It's inevitable.
It does happen.
Right.
You know, there are two members of this program who are engaged. I just can't say who.
Right.
But, they're going
I'm not going to spoil it.
No, please
right.
don't.
Because that would pretty much give it away.
Yeah, please don't. So, you know, if you know, I still have to find a mate, that me being Red Hood has to find a mate. Hopefully, he's out there, she's out there, it's out there. I will take a dog as a mate. I will marry into the, you know, the dog universe.
There's
or have a dog witch. Oh, yeah. I'll have a canine marriage. It'll be okay. And I'll treat them one as my own. But, you know, the fact is that same-sex marriages is the same way. Last year, you had the legal victory of same-sex marriages, and it's helped re-energize the marriage penalty issue on the disabilities front. So
right.
Now, Wood, who has cerebral palsy, had lost her Medicaid coverage when she married 14 years ago. Now she's made about $900 a month for the high deductible insurance. Her husband doesn't have a disability. So, disability, non-disability, married, right? Her husband doesn't have a disability, but has had health problems in recent years. He retired because he needed I needed care, and I needed total care. I can't feed myself. You should be able to be independent of yourself and your spouse for that stuff. But I got more responsibility. The fact that is that if you marry a neurotypical and a person who has disabilities, you're going to be in for a howl because you're going to get screwed. Well, this is just what happened.
You're not going to exactly.
This
is
will
just
happen.
What happened.
No,
this
God.
Is inevitable. This
yes.
does happen.
This does happen.
It would be different if they were two people with. They were two people with disabilities versus without.
Yeah, but you know, in the fact that if you're two people with disabilities, two people without disabilities, two people without disabilities. They can fend for themselves. Two people without
right.
with disabilities can fend for themselves. If you have a neurotypical and a disabled person, guess who loses out? The disabled person. So, with the you know, that's a special circumstance. If you happen to find love, if I even happen to find a canine, the problem is the canine does not receive Social Security benefits. It receives bone benefits.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
Bone benefits in toys and chew toys and donkey biscuits.
Right.
You know.
I can't believe you said bone benefits.
Oh my.
Yes, I know. I said bone. Anyway.
Benefits.
Yeah. Dog benefits? No.
I'm so done.
Yeah, unless you have a subscription. Unless you have a subscription to Bark.com. Bark.com,
right.
you know, is the sort of like loot crate for dogs.
Right.
You know, wish they had people, you know, a loot crate for people with disabilities, but that's not going to happen.
That is even possible, but
no, it's not. What exactly?
I think you might be onto something there.
No, but what exactly would you? What exactly would you receive? Your implants, another set of implants, your Medicare card, your disability benefit check, and a congratulationary balloon.
Right. Yeah. That
you
would
know,
work.
It wouldn't be quite.
Yeah.
Loot crate. It wouldn't be called the loot crate. It'd be called the disabled crate. You know.
Right.
But yeah, back to the subject at hand. The fact is that imagine scratching your head mm-hmm. you know, people with disabilities should be able to do as they wish, just like other people. But the fact is that this and the minimum wage thing,
mm-hmm.
There is a petition under change.org under marriage for people with under marriage for disability individuals, which would welcome an audience of lawmakers. Currently, they are just shy of 2,335 signatures and need your help. So,
yeah.
go, run. Tell them we sent you, and we want you to go sign this petition. Go to change.org, search up marriage for disabled individuals, and you will see these two people. You know, if they do, you know, get, if they do get married, the government will punish them by taking away over 25% of the household income. Because of the fact...
Which is very sad.
Yeah, because of the fact that...
And
one's neurotypical. Yeah, one's neurotypical, one's not neurotypical. So, go.
We already went over the sexual orientation.
The what?
So...
We already cleared a sexual orientation hurdle for marriage. Why not disability?
Right,
exactly.
Yes,
you know, the next
time.
Step. I mean, the fact is, the Social Security Administration has to drop this because laws and change. You know, it's unfortunately not the 1960s anymore. People don't go to frickin' factory. Well, they do go to factories, but they don't have... it's not the same type of practices anymore. You know, people who work
right.
with their hands go to technical school. People who work with their minds go to college, or they take courses online, or they, you know, do stuff in high school that gets them into college and pursues that. Right? If they did this,
right.
it would be... The fact is that SSI is the last remaining program to distinguish marital status when determining benefits.
Hmm.
Which is very,
that's wrong.
Very, very wrong. Because if that happens, then most of us who live on disability benefits, I'm assuming some of us do, some of us don't, and even the people who don't who listen to this program will be highly aware and go sign this petition, please.
Right. Because
sorry I'm saying this in a rushed tone, but it is important.
This is something that needs to happen. Go sign the petition. We'll leave the petition. We'll put the petition within our notes of our rundown of the show.
Well, they don't have access to that, but...
No, they do on our Facebook page to see what we discussed. So they have the access to the articles where it's all out there and seeing our notes and just seeing what articles we've discussed. This petition has the ability to change lives.
It did.
Change.
Okay. Here's the example, right, with 5 minutes left to go. Here's the example. Do you remember when the ABLE happened last year? 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago now? Right? That was done on the online petition on change.org. We, unfortunately, who we were working with fell through. But we called them. They were the ones who said, We need your signatures. We need your signatures. This does
No. They need us to speak about this. They need us to raise awareness. They need us to put this out there so many people write our signers, right? Those who are involved within the government. We did.
Right, your senators. We did. We were active in changing that. Now let's change this. If you care at all about this program, if you care at all about this podcast, you will realize that when it comes to disabilities and it comes to disability law, we're not playing our characters because it affects us.
This is us.
But if, yes, we make fun of satire, or yes, we make satire. Yes, we're a satire-making machine on the disability world front. But this is real life. You can't write this. And if you wrote this, then you're a poor writer. You know,
Yes, we might have some dark humor. But
no,
clearly,
we have a lot of dark humor.
We have a lot of dark humor.
But
and it could come off rather sour at times. But this is something you can't joke about. We're giving everyone access to our rundowns. We're giving our sources. We put it out there.
Right. And, you know, the fact is that even though it's going to end in where our time is going to end, our cast is going to end in 2 minutes. This is something.
And apparently they need only 3,334 signatures to reach their goal. So
go. So the thing is, go. Let's stop wasting time. Go and sign a petition. Go make change. Do. You'll be glad you did. This is not a PBS drive. This is not a public TV drive. This is real life. This is real life.
This is not a PBS drive. We don't have any tote bags to give you.
Right. I just said that. This is not a PBS drive. This is real life. Go.
We don't have any tote bags.
Yeah, we don't have any tote bags. We don't have any T-shirts. We only have our mouths. So go. Make change. Do it. You'll be glad that you did. Make it happen. Make it happen. And you'll be glad you did. And come back to our Facebook. Write us. Say you did it. Do that. We can be reached on Twitter at AMC Press News. We can be reached on Facebook at AMC Press and Co.
And Co.
And we can be reached individually on all of us can be reached at contact.amcpress@gmail.com. Go. Do. Make the effort.
Make history happen.
We will see you next Monday, and then we're off. And
are you
going
to be here Wednesday?
No, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
I'm sure we're going to be here Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be a repeat episode. Hopefully it's going to be this one. And yeah, we will see you next Monday and Wednesday. Have a great weekend and great week. Go out, make change. Good night.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.